Begin the current daf, set this chun daf ayin gimel. Begin 8 lines down with the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues to explain the halach of our previous Mishnah. And that is like the title of our parak. The Mishnah was discussing behema hamakasha leilid, when the animal is in the midst of childbirth, and that's at the time of the slaughtering, and we're talking about with the uber, the fetus that's inside, sticks its hand out. So we mentioned the halacha that if the animal is first slaughtered, and only afterwards, subsequently, do we cut off the leg that had already been stuck out, which is not permitted with the slaughtering, because it wasn't in the perimeter of the womb. So that is tameh, and therefore, once the animal is slaughtered, including the fetus, it's now susceptible to tumas of eichlin, because it's not a living thing anymore. It's considered already slaughtered. So therefore, we said it became tameh from coming in contact with that hand that stuck out. But there was a machlokes in the Mishnah of what tumah that is. Reb Meir said it's tumas magen nevela, because that aver that left is considered like a nevela. Whereas the Chachamim, the sages said magen treifa shchuta, it's considered touching something like the halacha of a treifa that was slaughtered. Just like a treifa that was slaughtered, although it's not permitted to be eaten, but it's not going to contaminate, albeit a small contamination, which is what our Gemara is going to discuss. That's going to be the same level of tumah that this aver left that's going to contaminate to the fetus that's still inside. Now that is the Gemara, treifa shchuta mimetamya. Does a treifa that's slaughtered contaminate? That we're saying that that's the type of tumah that this fetus is getting by touching that aver that left? But it's not. A treifa that's slaughtered is actually tar. It's only nevela that died without slaughtering that's metame. Says the Gemara, and yes, there is a tumah, kedavu d'shmul, like the father Shmuel taught. The father Shmuel said, "Treifa sheshachta mitama b'mukdashin." A treifa, an animal with a moral defect that was slaughtered, and so to this limb that left, we're qualifying it in that same category as a treifa. It is mitami by karbanis by mukdashin rabbinically. So just like by a carbon that we find out that it's a treifa, will have a tumma rabbinically. So to here, this limb that left is considered like a treifa, which, as we're going to continue explaining from the halacha of our Mishnah, that the Chacham compared to a treifa, so to over here, that limb is like a treifa, which rabbinically will contaminate the carbon that this pregnant carbon had, a fetus, that will become tummy from that aver that left. Now, and that the Mishnah continued, and the sages said, the Chacham said, mametzinu b'treifa, sheshchitasu mitarasa, because yeah, just like we find by treifa animal. When it's slaughtered, although you can't eat it, but it gets purified from the tumma, and only has this lesser tumma rabbinically for mukdashin, av shchitas behemet titaras esu uber, but the Gersa says esu aver, that so too they dispute Reb Meir, and they say that no, that it's going to purify that limb that left from having tumas nevela as an aver minachai. And therefore, it's only going to be this lesser level of like a treifah shenishchata. Whereas Reb Meir disagreed in our Mishnah. He says that no, he said there's a difference by a treifah. A treifah, it's purifying the body itself that's being slaughtered. Here, the limb is something else. It's part of the fetus that left. That Reb Meir disagrees and says it's not going to be purified by the mother slaughtering because it's not in the perimeter of the womb, and therefore it will have a higher level of tumah of nevela. Now, Tanya Lina Braisa, a different response that Omalem Reb Meir. Meir said to the Chacham, how could you go ahead and compare this aver that left from the uber, where before the slaughtering, that to compare it to a treifa? But v'chimitiaru le'aver zemidei nevela. What exactly are you telling me is purifying this limb from not having the tumma of nevela? Because it's not being slaughtered, so it's like a nevela. It's not considered part of the slaughtering because it's not in the womb. You're telling me shchitas imo. It's the slaughtering of the mother. So then says Reb Meir, imkein tatirena b'achila. Then it should be even permitted to be eaten because you should qualify the mother slaughtering on the limb, not just for purification from tumah, but also regarding to permissibility of consumption. So Amaloi, so the sages said to him, no, harba metzelis al she'inu gufa yesim gufa. An animal will save something that's not from its own body more than its own body. But Gemara is going to explain what is this a response to what Reb Meir is saying. Reb Meir is talking about that it should be permitted to be eaten, and they're saying something regarding that non-body elements are better than body elements. But we'll explain, but that's what they continue and say, and where do you find that non-body parts are actually better off than body parts itself? Sharishaninu. We learned this in the Mishnah of Samachesim and Aleph, that chaytich minu uber shebe me'eho. If someone cut up a fetus while it was still in the womb, So the halacha is once you slaughter the mother and those cut up pieces of the fetus are still inside of it, mutar b'achil, it's actually permitted to be eaten because it's considered part of the animal. But minat choylu minat klois, if they actually cut up parts of the animal from the spleen and from the kidneys, actually asur b'achil, actually those parts would actually be forbidden to be eaten. So you see that actually the non-body parts are actually better off than the body parts themselves. But the Gemara asks, as we alluded to, Mike Hamri, what were the sages, what's their response to the words of Remeir? So Amar Rava, Mamrilan, some say it was Kadi, you're right, Chasur Mechzer Bachatani, that word's missing here in the Bryce, and this is what it's supposed to say. As we said, Amar Rameir, Meir said to them, who exactly is purifying this limb from the Tum of Nevela? You're not slaughtering that limb. So it must be Shkitazima. We're saying the slaughtering of the mother takes effect to purify that limb, even though it's on the outside, from the Tum of Nevela. So said Rameir, Mkin, Tati Renda Bachilah, so it should even permit it to be eaten. On that, Amaloy, they said to him, and these words are missing, no, Trefa Techiach, the laws of Trefa will disprove what you're saying. That's not necessarily if something is not Tommy from the Vela, that then you're allowed to eat it, because Shashchitasim Taresim De Nevela, we find by Trefa, when you slaughter it, it takes away the Tum of Nevela, but Ve'ena Matarte Bachilah, but slaughtering the Trefa does not permit it to be eaten, so therefore we could say the same concept up here by the Aver, from the fetus. On that, Reb Meir said to them, Loi, no, how could you compare this halacha to the category of trefa? Im tiara shchitas trefa oisa. Yeah, if you find when you slaughter a trefa that it's going to permit it, it's going to exclude it from the problem of tumah, because davashu gufa, it's its own body. But titara se'ever, you tell me slaughtering of the mother animal should purify that limb, and it's davashu in the gufa, that's not the body itself? You can't compare that to trefa, and therefore don't answer me and say, oh, you find that there's a discrepancy between you could have titar from nevela but not permissible to be eaten. That's by trefa, the body itself. You can't say such a svara by when it's not part of the animal itself. On that amrulai, this is where the words of the Bryce say, that's what they said back to him. No. Haber matzelas al she'ena gufa yesem gufa. To the contrary. We find actually that a mother animal is actually does better for its non-body parts, including the fetus, than the body itself. So it's not difficult to say what we're saying. Sharishanina, because we learned in the Mishnah, chaytech min ubisha b'me'eho, if someone cuts up the fetus that's inside the womb, mutab b'chila, that's mutab to be eaten after the animal slaughtered. But minat chol, minat kloyes, but if it's cut up from the spleen or from the kidneys, asa b'chila, it's forbidden to be eaten. And the Gemara says that the interpretation that we gave is tanam hachay, similar in the Braisa that says this clearly. Amlan Rameir, Meir said to the Chacham, v'chimi tiaru le'ibriz emedei nevela. What exactly is purifying this limb from Tumas Nevela? So Amr Levi said to Mishchit HaSimoy, it's the slaughtering of the mother. On that he said back, imkin, if that's the case, tatar in the bachila. So then it should be permitted to be eaten, because the Shchit is taking effect on that limb too. On that Amr Levi said to him, no, trefa t'chiach. The laws of trefa will disprove your hechrech, your obligation to say that extension, because we find by trefa, sheshchitasim etarezim de nevela, we find that the slaughtering permits it and purifies it from the tumah of nevela, but ve'en matir t'bachila, it does not permit it to be eaten. On that Amr Levi, on that Rameir said back to them, wait, im tiara shchitas trefa eisa, yeah, if you find that the slaughtering of a trefa purifies itself, and the limb that's hanging from it, which is by any animal, if one of the limb gets cut off, but it's still hanging a little bit by a thread on the animal, the Gemara tells us later on, that a limb that's hanging on the animal, and the animal is slaughtered, so actually that limb will have tumas eichlin, which is what the meat of an animal is after it's slaughtered, that it's food item tuma, but that limb will not have the tuma of nevela, which is generally when you have something that was cut off live from an animal. And the proof we know this is because the Mishnah tells us, Hukhshu b'dameha, that limb becomes vulnerable to tumah from the blood that sprays from the slaughtering of the animal. Now, if you would say that limb is like tumah nevela, so why would it have to be prepared? It automatically has a tumah by its own right. So even though that limb actually that was hanging is actually forbidden to be eaten, as the Gemara tells us later on, that the limb and the flesh that's hanging is actually forbidden to be eaten, but however, it will be purified, just like the law of a trefa, it gets purified from the tumah of nevela. However, and that's again in spite of the fact that they're not permitted to be eaten, but that says Remeir because that's davashe gufa. That makes sense that they should be purified of nevela through the slaughtering, because it's part of the body of the animal itself. But titar es uber, but do you think that slaughtering of the mother should purify the limb which of the fetus, she'en gufo, which is not part of the animal itself? On that Amar Lai, that's what they said to him. Yes, Harba Metzalas Hashayin Gufa Yesim Gufa. We find actually that the mother animal saves and does better and protects more for the non-body parts, which is the fetus, than the body itself. Shereshanina, because we learned Chaytach Min Ubishah B'Me'eh. If someone cuts up the fetus inside the womb, Mutar B'Achila, that's permitted to be eaten. Menatchel Menakloyes, but from the spleen and from the kidneys, also B'Achila, forbidden to be eaten. And therefore, it's not a difficulty in what we're saying that yes, the slaughtering of the mother will actually purify that limb from the tumah of Nevela, even though it doesn't permit it to be eaten. Now, regarding one element we mentioned in the previous discussion, which actually the Braisa we brought will be brought as a question, Amr Shim Melakish. He says, Kimachlekis bu'ubarin, like this machlekis we had in our Mishnah, regarding the limb of a fetus, kach machlekis be'ivarin. So too is a machlekis regarding the limbs of the animal itself, when the limb is what we called before meduldal, when it's hanging off, which is hanging by a thread, where according to a mayor, just like it says in our Mishnah by the limb of the fetus, that the slaughtering will not purify it, so too the limb will not be purified. Whereas according to Rabbanan, just like they say regarding the limb of the fetus, it will be purified by the slaughtering of the mother, so too the limb of an animal, will be, although it's hanging and it's not permitted to be eaten, will be purified by the slaughtering of the animal. Now, Rabbi Yechonamer, he says that no, Machleik is be'ever de uber. No, the machleik is only like we had in the Mishnah by the limb of a fetus. Of be'ever de behema, but if the limb of an animal is hanging, divrei hakol shchita eis nipul. Everyone holds that slaughtering makes falling. What that means to say is that at the time of the slaughtering, it's like that limb fell off and that it was not part of the animal, and therefore the slaughtering is not effective, and actually the animal would even become tame from touching a nevela. Now, the reason why we use this terminology of that it makes nipul, because that's the terminology of the pasuk, as the Gemara will say on the next daf, on Ayin Dalmud Aleph, and that's the concept that known as misa eisa nipul, that the animal dies, it makes nipul. So that's why we use the terminology of nipul. But that's what Rabbi Yechon is saying, that everyone holds that shchita makes nipul, it's like it caused it to fall off, and we don't view it as part of the animal, and to the contrary, everyone agrees that's not going to be metarit from the tumah of nevela. Now, on that, Amr Bisa Rabbi Chanin, he says, "My time of Rabbi Yechanan Alib Rabbanan." What's the reason of Rabbi Yechanan according to Rabbanan? That according to his explanation, his opinion, what comes out according to Rabbanan, as we find the Mishnah, that the limb of the fetus that's sticking out does get purified from the tumah of the nevela through the slaughtering of the mother, and however, the hanging limb of the animal itself will be tameh, will not be purified from the tumah of the nevela. So that says Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, because hai isle tekanta bechazar, the fetus. As Rabbi Yechanan's own opinion, as this is contingent on his own opinion, brought previously in Daf Samech Samad Beis, the limb itself, although it sticks itself out, does not get permitted with the slaughtering of the mother. But if the limb itself sticks its hands back in before the animal is slaughtered, then it actually becomes permitted with the slaughtering of the mother. So you see, there is a rectification, even though it has a problem about Yaitze, about leaving the area, but if it comes back, it could undo that. So that's why we view that as something that's still connected to the mother, and even when it's outside, it will still be purified from the tumah of nevela. But v'hal, less like tekanta b'chazar. But technically speaking, when you have a limb that's hanging, there's no way of it ever regenerating, because then it actually does not have the problem of eira medoldal. There's no way of bringing it back, and since there's no way of bringing it back, we don't view it as connected at all to the animal, and actually that's worse off, and everyone's going to agree with it, even the Kohen Rabbanan, that it's going to have the tumah of nevela. However, Meisvi, on this version of this Machlekes Rabbi Yechon Shlakish, the Gemara asked from the Braisa we quoted before. We had quoted that Amle Remeir, in the response, Remeir responded back to Rabbanan and says, Loi, no. Because how are you comparing this limb of the fetus to a trefa? Im tiara shchitas trefa eisa, if you find that yes, although a trefa is not permitted to be eaten ever, but the slaughtering does purify from the term of nevela, that makes sense for the trefa itself. Or v'esa ivram adulabor, by an animal where you have a limb hanging from it, where by a regular animal where you have that situation that it's not going to be permitted to be eaten, but it will be purified from tuma. That's because davashagufa, it's something from the body of the animal itself. But the taras uber said you may, but do you think it's going to purify an element of the fetus that's davashayna gufa, that's not part of the body and it's sticking out and it does not have the heter of being inside the animal itself? That's what your mayor said to the Rabbanan. On that thing, Marketin Zamed Bezin says, so Bishlam Reb Shim Malakish, we could explain this statement of Remeir Kondra Reb Shim Malakish, who he had said that the Machlaikis of the Remeir and the Chacham is not only by the limb of the fetus, but even the limb of the animal itself. You could say that although this statement was made by Remeir, it's still not difficult, because Lidivrehem, Reb Meir was going and talking to the Rabbanan according to their opinion that they purify the limb of the fetus and the limb of an animal. And it was to them that Kamalu, he was telling them that even though that you purify the limb of an animal, but still you should say that it's tamei by the limb of the fetus, which is not part of the body itself. Because you're right. The way Rish Lakish had explained, Remeya holds Lididi according to me, Loishna Eva de Uber, Veloishna Eva de Behema, doesn't make a difference if a limb of the fetus or limb of the animal, Kadodininu, they're the same thing, they're not purified by the slaughtering of the mother, of the animal itself. But what he was telling them was that, okay, but even you who you disagree with me by the limb of the animal, that there you hold that it's, and because that was the words of Remeir, that you hold that it's going to be tahar, because it's part of the body itself, but agree to me by the fetus, it's not part of the body itself. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, that we said in this first version, that he holds according to everybody, that a hanging limb of the animal itself is tamei. So kasha, it's difficult. How could Remeir say that, oh, well, you can't compare it to Trefa or Avraham Adulgul, which they do become purified with the slaughtering. How are you going to compare that to the Uber? What do you mean? According to Rabbi Yechanan, everyone, Reb Meir and the Rabban, everyone holds that it is tamei. So how is he saying that, oh, that's a case of tar? So Eli rather says, Gemara, you're right. We cannot say the machlekes Reb Shlakish and Reb Yechon the way we said in the first version. Rather, i'it mahachayat me, if it was said as follows. Amr Shem Malakish, as he said before, ke machlekes b'ubarim, just like they had the machlekes in the Mishnah regarding the limb of a fetus sticking out, kach machlekes b'ivarim, so too is the machlekes, they disagree regarding the limb that's hanging from an animal. And again, we'll have to say, like we said in the first version, that when Remeir said in the Braisa that, no, if you're going to say that it's purified by the animal of a trefo or by the limb, it was like Rish Lakish had said in the first version, he was saying according to the words of the Rabbanan. Because, yeah, right, Remeir himself holds actually a limb of an animal is also going to be tamei. But at least that was according to Lidivrehem de Rabbanan. Rabbi Yechanan, he says, Machlik is be'eva de uber. Now, the Machlik is was only regarding the limb of a fetus. Of Eva de Behema, here he holds the opposite of the first version. Tivakol ein shchita eitzanipol. That no, everyone holds that the slaughtering does not make it like it fell off. No, we view it as part of the animal, and it actually is purified from being mitame as a nevela, even though, yes, it's forbidden to be eaten, but actually, to the contrary, everyone holds in that case of the Avraham Adulgul, which, and that's what we found there in that Braisa, that, yeah, even Reb Meir holds that the Avraham Adulgul will be tahar from nevela. And on that, on Rabbi Yisrael B'chanina, that Rabbi Yisrael B'chanina was coming to explain, Ma'itam Rabbi Yechon Liba Dereb Meir, which is that, according to this version, he's the one that differentiates between the limb of an animal and the limb of a fetus. And that's what we said, because Hai Gufa, by the limb that's hanging, that's part of the animal itself. That will be purified through the Shechita of the animal. Bahai Lav Gufa, but by the fetus, it's not part of the animal itself. That's what Meir says, that's not going to be purified with the Shechita of the mother. Now, continuing on this halacha, and from Rabbi Yechanan, especially we're going according to the second version that we just said. So Amar Rav Yitzchak by Yosef Amar Rabbi Yechanan. He says, Hakol Maidim, everyone agrees, meaning this in this Machlekes Remeir Rabbanan, they all agree that when you have a limb hanging from an animal, and then the animal died, Shemisa Eisa Nipul, that death causes as if the limb fell off. Meaning, we don't view it when the animal dies, the animal is Nevela. So when it dies, not slaughtering, which we'll talk about in a second, but we're talking about until now, but if the animal dies, we're saying that the limb is not considered as part of that animal, and it's not going to have the tummy as a limb from a nevela. Rather, it's going to see like it fell off, which will make it Eber Menachai. Now, what's the difference? Both of them have tumma, and they're both not permitted to be eaten. The difference is them, as the Gemara says later on, Perek Oiver Reit of Kav Chof Chasma Beis, that the limb from a living animal, what's called Eber Menachai, when there's flesh that comes off from that limb, that flesh is actually tahar. Because Eiver Menachai only is metame when it's a complete Eiver, a complete limb, which is meat, sinews, bones, has all those elements. But in contrast, by nevela, from a dead animal, an olive size of it, of any part, even just meat, is metame like an avatoma. So that's what Rabbi Yechanan is saying, that everyone agrees that by death makes nipul. And that is not considered part of it, so it's not going to be considered an Eiver from Nevela, rather it's considered Eiver Menachai. However, as we said before, in the second version, the Ein Shechita Eisa Nipul, but everyone agrees that, however, that the slaughtering is not going to make a Nipul. And we do view it connected, and that it does become pure from Tumma through the slaughtering of the animal. Now, that is the Gemara B'mayiskinam. What exactly is Rabbi Yechanan, because he really doesn't say clearly what he's referring to, when he's saying that Misa makes nipul and shchita does not make nipul. And that is, Ilema be'ever du uber, if you think he's talking about the limb of a fetus, which is sticking out, and then we're talking about, do we see it as connected or not, regarding to the death or the slaughtering of the mother? But how could Rabbi Yechonon's halacha be correct? But miflig pligi. But as we learned in our Mishnah, that is the machlekes of Mei and Rabbanon regarding when it's slaughtered. Not everyone agrees that's ois and ipul. That's their machlekes. So ella rather be'ever the behema. Rather, he must be talking about when it's the limb of the animal itself that's hanging. Now, if that's the case, ask the Gemara misa tanina. Both of Rabbi Yechonon's halachas already learned in Mishnayos. The halacha of when the animal dies that it makes nipul, we learned. And shchita tanina, and when the animal is slaughtered, that it does not make nipul, that we also learned, as the Gemara explains. Misa tanina, we learned regarding when the animal dies, and the Mishnah later on, kav zayin mabeis. Mishnah says, mesa habehema, if an animal that had a limb and flesh hanging from it, which the limb was by itself and the flesh was by itself, and the animal, the mother animal, dies, so says the Mishnah, basad tzarech hechsher. The meat needs to be prepared through coming in contact with liquid, with water, where only then, if it's going to touch tumah, will it then receive the tumah of tumah, meaning of becoming tame. The reason for that is because misa eisa nipal. When the animal dies, it makes like that piece of meat was already fell off. So therefore, it's not meat from a nevela, it's meat from hachai, from a living thing, which we said that when meat comes off, when it's alive, it's actually tar. Because like we said, it only becomes tummy when it's an eva, when it's a complete limb. So therefore the meat needs to be prepared. It doesn't have an intrinsic tumma like eva menachai, which is a whole limb when it's living, or nevela. No, this meat that came off, since misa isanipal, which we're seeing that halacha being taught, is going to require hechsher susceptibility to become tummy. Now, v'aver, but regarding the limb that was hanging, mitame mishum eva menachai, it will have automatic tumma, because of being a limb from a living thing, but it will not be considered a limb from a nevela, which that ramification, like we said before, although either way it's going to be tummy, but regarding meat that then comes off from that limb, if it was in the eva from a nevela, would be tummy. But since we say that misa eisenipel, so it's like when it concluded the death, that it, like as if it fell off before the death, so then actually if meat falls off from that eva later on, actually will be tar and not tummy. That's Divrei Meir. Now, as Rashi points out, no one disagrees, because Rabbi Yechonon was saying according to everyone, no one disagrees with this halacha of Meir, that misa eisa nipul. Now, it's only in that Mishnah that it says that Reb Shimon is metaher, but that the Gemara explains that it's actually talking about regarding a different disagreement that they have. Now, moreover, the Rabbanan in our Mishnah most definitely do not disagree with Reb Meir, because although they do disagree with him in our Mishnah regarding slaughtering, and they say that it does not make nipul regarding the limb of the fetus, the reason why we know that the Rabbanan do not disagree with him over here with him regarding this limb, even though that they hold that it's different regarding that they say that it doesn't make nipul. Maybe over here that they would say that it also doesn't make nipul is because Reb Meir himself also agrees that slaughtering does not make nipul by the animal itself. Because regarding that, he holds like Rabban, as the Gemara is going to explain later on. And yet over here we see that death, he agrees that it does make nipul. So we see that even he agrees, and therefore there's no differentiation, and so to the Rabban would hold that same idea, that's different, shchita is different than misa. So that's one halacha of Rabbi Yechonon that we see already in that Mishnah, kof chav zayin mabez, that misa is a nipul. And so to the second point, shchita nami tanina, when it's slaughtered, that same Mishnah also teaches us that does not make nipul. Because the Mishnah says, nishchata behemam, in that same case, if the animal was slaughtered, so huchshru b'demeham, so the limbs and the meat, they become susceptible to tumma from the blood of the animal when it was slaughtered that's sprayed on the animal. That's Divrei Meir, which is that now they become susceptible to tumas eichlin because it came in contact with liquid, which is the blood from the animal. But one thing we see is that he holds that it does not have its own intrinsic tumma like Avram and Achai, a limb from a living animal. Why? Because the slaughtering actually was effective for those limbs. Even according to a mayor, who even though he disagrees and he holds by the limb of a fetus that he holds that is not effective, you see the limb of an animal, that it is effective. How is it effective? Because shchita is not oisa nipul, does not make it like it was disconnected. We see it as it's part of it. Now, Shimonim, he says, loy hukshur, he says, no. He says, on a different point, he says that, no, the hechsher of the blood does not make those limbs susceptible to tumah because it doesn't have a tumah of eva menachai and it's not an avela because it's part of the animal that was slaughtered. And he just says that you would have to be machshirit after that another time to be mekabel tumah because he holds that the blood that was sprayed onto the animal, the primary animal cannot be a yad, a tool, for the limb to make it vulnerable to tumah. Because the limb is secondary to the body. The body is not secondary to the limb, and therefore he holds not hoshter. But one thing we see is that everyone agrees to this halacha of shchita eno eisen nipul, and then miso eisen nipul. So what exactly is Rabbi Yochanan teaching us? Says the Gemara as follows. Imahi, had we only had that Mishnah of Kavchav Zayin Mabez, Havimina, I would have said that no, just like Remeir disagrees in our Mishnah, by the limb of the fetus, that he holds it's not effective, the shchita, he also, we would say, disagrees by the limb of an animal that's hanging, that shchita makes nipple. It makes it like it fell off. Just like he says by the Eva or the Uber. And then, yes, it would be metame as Eva Menachai, as a limb that was from a living thing that came off. Well, and my hukshu, and what does it mean that it's prepared through the liquid that's sprayed on it, which sounds like that it does not have its own intrinsic tumah, but if it's Eva Menachai, it has its own intrinsic tumah. We would say that that's going abbasar. That was going on the other case. There were two cases, there was two elements in that case. There was flesh hanging and there was a limb hanging. And we would say that, oh, what is it that we're saying becomes hukshir? It's going on the flesh. Where, because even if we say that the shchita makes nipul, so it's not part of the animal that was slaughtered and it fell off, at most it's going to be, which is what it's going to be, is basar ha-parish menachai, flesh that came off from a living creature as when it was alive, and that's tar, like we say, because it's not a full aver. That's why we need Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef to tell us that no, the shchita does not make nipul, and that actually the limb from an animal will be tar. Because if we had just from there, we would have thought that's going just on the meat, and we would think that maybe Rabbi Meir disagrees, even by the Avraham Adoldol, that in regard to the halacha of shchita, that maybe it makes nipul. That's why we need him to say that shchita, even according to Rabbi Meir, does not make nipul. Well, that is the Gemara, but v'ha hukshur katani. But how could you say that halacha of becoming susceptible to tumah of the blood spraying on it is only on the basar, but it says in the plural, they become prepared. Obviously, it's going not only on the flesh, but also on the limb. Says the Gemara, no, because ma'udatim, what would you say? What's the plurality going on? They're both going on the flesh, but the flesh is one, it's singular. No, two types of flesh. Chad labasa poishim in the behema. One would be on the simple case of that case itself of the flesh that came off from the animal itself, which was hanging on it before the animal was slaughtered. As we learned, ha'iver v'habasa hamadudol b'behema was the case. V'chad, the other one of hukshu would be going on, labasa poishim in the aver, from flesh that separated from the limb after the animal was slaughtered. Now, then you would ask yourself, my ulme dehai, but what would be any better, the flesh that separated from a limb, mihai, from the individual case that it mentions over there already, from flesh that's separate from the animal itself, that you have to say in the plurality to include even that, that's hukshu l'kabel tumah from the blood that's sprayed on it. Which is how we want to explain this Mishnah if we didn't have Rav Nachman Yitzchak to tell, Rav Yitzchak Yosef to tell us this halacha of Rav Yechanan, that it's Rav Meir agrees by the laws of the Avraham Adoldol. Says the Gemara, because Sokotai Dechemina, I would have thought to say, Hayil, since this meat that's with the limb, umetame tumachamur agav aviv, that it transmits a severe tumah by the father, meaning by the limb that it's connected to, that it will contaminate a person like an avela, intrinsically, just by being an aver minachai. So I would say that even after it gets disconnected, that meat from the limb, that actually would not have to be prepared with coming in one of the seven liquids to become tame, and actually it would be tame of Tumas Eichlin without ever being prepared. Kamash Malan, that's what I would say, that's what the Mishnah would be teaching, that Noah has to become prepared for Tumah by coming in contact with the blood, that it does require Hechsher. Now, then the ramification of this halacha would be, where if, let's say, the whole limb was cut off from the animal before the animal was slaughtered, where then it did not become prepared from the blood that sprayed on it, because it wasn't on the animal when the animal was slaughtered, and then subsequently the piece of flesh fell off from that limb, which that's what the halacha would be telling us, that it needs heksher, it needs to be prepared. And that would be a chiddush, which would be telling us, because although the Gemara says, Mesechtes Nida, that just like we find by Zeruah, by seeds, which is where the context of halacha of heksher tumah, that of liquids coming in contact with it, says in the Torah, where it's not ultimately going to end up having a stringent tumah. and it requires hechsher, it has to be come in contact with one of the seven liquids to be susceptible to tumah. So through anything that's not going to end up having a severe tumah has to have hechsher, which that excludes the nevela of a kosher bird, which ultimately will actually transmit a very severe tumah if the person eats it in his throat. So therefore, it does not require hechsher to be metamah tumas eichlin. But that's, and this is the chiddush, only if it's ultimately at the end going to have a tumah chamura, which is in contrast to the zrayim. But if in the beginning, like in this case that we're describing, where in the beginning it actually is going to have a tumah chamura, what's called agav aviv, when it's still connected to the limb, that's the avir min achai. But at the end, meaning when it's separated, it's not going to have a tumah chamura. That's what we'd be teaching, that it requires hechsher tumah. And again, that's what we need Rabbi Yochanan to say, that's not what the hechsher in the plural refers to. It's not both referring to the baser. We would not know it, but now that we have Rabbi Yochanan, that's what it's teaching us. We need Rabbi Yochanan to say that actually hechsher is going not only in the baser, but it's actually going on the aver, hamadoldel, because Rabbi Meir that disagrees in our Mishnah of shechita that makes nipul is only on the aver of the uber, because it's not part of the body itself. But the aver hamadoldel, the limb of the animal that's hanging, there he agrees that since it's part of the body itself, that actually shechita does not make nipul, and it does become purified from tumas nevela by the slaughtering of the animal itself. Now, Amr Rav Yosef, he says, Nakad Rav Yitzchak by Yosef Yatcha, that you should grab and hold of this interpretation of Yitzchak by Yosef, who he had said in the name of Rabbi Yechon on the second version, that everyone agrees that Shechita does not make Nipul. In other words, what he was trying to say was, don't go like the first version we had said from Yechonon, that he, the first version that had said that he holds, everyone holds that Shechita makes Nipul. Why? Because the Rabbi B'Bachana, Koy Kavasei, Rabbi B'Bachana says like him, also in the name of Rabbi Yechonon, that again, that Shechita does not make Nipul. Because it's kind of like learning a brisa. The Pasuk says in Shemais, Uvaser basada, and the meat in the field, trefa, it's a trefa, lesecheli, you're not allowed to eat it. Now, this word uvaser comes to teach, lehevi, comes to include ha'aver, the limb, the habaser, and the meat, hamadudolim, the behema, that's hanging from an animal, b'chayin, a wild animal, uba'if, and the bird, v'shachtan, and that the animal was slaughtered, shehen asurin, that those hanging limbs are prohibited, they're forbidden. Now, Amr Rabba B'chana Amr B'yechana, as we continue to talk about Ayin Dalman Alf, Ein Bohen, there is no prohibition on these limbs of Eber Min HaChai, which would sound like from the price that it's coming to tell us from the Pasuk that, oh, we don't consider it as part of the animal, we rather consider it as if it was already detached and Eber Min HaChai, Ela Mitzvah's Parish Bavag, rather just a rabbinic, generic prohibition to stay away because it looks like Eber Min HaChai. But really, the pasuk is only what's called an asmachta b'alma, just an allusion to this rabbinic halacha. So we see from Rabbi Bochana 2 that he's saying in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that shechita does not make nipul. We don't view it as if it was disconnected. Actually, the shechita is effective. You're not allowed to eat it. But however, like we said, it's going to purify from the tumah, because again, like the second version, Rabbi Yechanan is saying that everyone agrees in Rabbi Meir that shechita does not make nipul. And although Rabbi Meir disagrees in our mission, that's only by the fetus, but in regards to the limb of the animal itself that's hanging, it actually will be permitted, it will be taking away the tumah of nevelah.